No, I'm not moving my lounge around just so Andrew can sit with that chair.
It's much better with the heater.
But the heater's not always on.
False. Too hot. You're going to be sweating through the podcast.
It's on one bar.
One bar.
It's all relative.
One bar is all that's allowed in this family.
Yeah, I tried to turn it on to two bars earlier.
Yeah.
Simon gave me the side eye.
Yeah. Said no. Because the thing is, it's
so much fun watching it go from one to two, though.
I know.
That,
so
like, you jumping
can,
flame.
You could turn it on to two bars, enjoy the light of the flame, and then turn it straight back down to one.
I feel like it must be as exciting as watching a fire jump from a house to another house.
Since when has this podcast started doing soft opens?
Are we recording?
Oh, we thought we'd just give it a try.
Hey!
Welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Streep Show. Welcome to the Brother Streep Show.
Hello.
I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep.
I'm Andrew.
Welcome to another episode of This Thing.
The Brother Streep Show.
Now, I'm going to say up front, we've told slash pleaded for people to review our show on the platforms they listen to it on and to share it. And I'm just not seeing...
You're not seeing the action.
I'm just not seeing the action.
What platforms are those, Simon?
Oh, you know, iTunes,
yep.
Stitcher.
Yep.
Spotify.
Ooh.
Yeah. We
on Andrew loves Spotify. Other day he sends me some song list. I don't listen to those.
Oh, really?
So I'll just tell you now.
Wait, okay. Hang on. What do you mean Andrew sends you song? He's never sent me a song list before.
Ooh, ouch.
I'm sure I've sent you songs before.
No, you've never. What? What do you mean? Is this genuine?
Yeah, he just sends me songs every now and then.
And he doesn't even listen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to send you anything.
Pick the right Brother Streep.
Yeah, you picked the wrong Brother Streep.
I don't know if you will listen though, Simon.
I think I would.
Not so sure.
What's the caliber of the songs
you're
sending
through? It's not the Venga Boys.
Yeah, I might be out. What is the caliber of songs you're sending through?
Oh, it's very mixed. That's probably why I stopped listening. What?
True.
Like, what's the latest thing you remember sending?
Well, okay. Last week, he asked me if I remember a song that I don't think I was there for for him to somehow remember it.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that was going to work. There was a gig that I played once about 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And Andrew Kerr at some point was in a similar area to this gig because Jake was with him and Jake came to like engineer the gig.
Okay, right.
So he asked me if I remembered a song from the road trip up that I wasn't in the car for, which is pretty exciting.
Did
you ever discover the song?
No, the song was so pervasive at the time on that trip that I just thought that it would have, I don't know, by osmosis made it into your head.
Yeah.
That it would have been played through a shock speaker at some point.
What genre was the song?
It was like rock pop punk.
Right. Rock pop punk.
More on the rock side.
All the genres.
Yeah.
All right,
I just don't know what it is. I thought I had it. I thought I had the band. I thought the band was Silver Sun Pickups, and then I spent
a good amount of time
listening to Silver Sun Pickups and none of the songs sounded familiar.
Because this was 12 years ago. This is probably like...
Well, hold on, because I got one guess. I gave myself one guess.
Okay, right.
I thought, I've got so little to go on here. I'll give myself one guess, and I thought it might be that Taking Back Sunday song, Make Damn Sure.
I had to go listen to it.
And he said, no, it's not that.
No.
So you get one guess?
Is it that song by Yellow Card that people used to like?
No, I do know Yellow Card. I do know Yellow Card. It's not a Yellow Card song.
Great guess. So people aren't listening to our podcast, you say?
Yeah. We don't know why.
Okay.
So I've been going to the gym, which is quite nice. You can tell.
Yeah, look at those legs.
I've always
had these
legs.
Somebody didn't not skip leg day.
That's me. So I don't know if I'd been to the gym last time we had chatted.
I mean,
is that a question?
Have you just been once?
Well,
because that wouldn't show.
Yeah, we podcast once a month. We gym once a month.
Unless you just went to the gym and had smoothies, that would show.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at those legs.
So they don't tell you, there's certain things they don't tell you about the gym.
Who doesn't tell you?
Virgin Active.
Okay. The gym doesn't tell you about the gym.
Yeah, which is odd because you'd think that they would tell you because I went to visit once and I think I was called by them every single day
yes.
to make sure that I hadn't forgotten about them.
Yep.
It was quite annoying.
Very needy. Very needy.
Very, very needy. Very hard to shake off because I even went a couple of times, shake it off, shake it off. And they just didn't.
It's almost like they have Virgin Active.
He's not having it. He doesn't want that.
It's almost like Virgin Active has never been in a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. You give me no love for my terrible comment. I'm going to give you no love for mine.
I just watch it crash and burn.
No.
What didn't they tell you?
A couple of things. Number one.
I didn't even hear your joke. I'm going to have to go and listen back.
Yeah, look, calling it a joke is a very strong description.
Please rate our podcast.
Yeah, now's the time to ask that.
So they don't tell you that there's a bit of a weird smell.
Mm.
That to me is quite important.
No, you could figure that out, surely. A room of 200 sweaty men.
Yeah. But the thing is,
smell.
Where the men and women are the most sweatiest is where it smells the least.
What? Hold on their bodies.
No. Oh. I haven't been sniffing around the general members of the gym.
Okay.
Not yet. Well, like as you walk into it straight away, that's when you hit with a combination of chlorine and urea. It's quite odd.
Yeah.
And general sulfuric acid. It's not a nice smell. And you'd think that they would know this and would try and make that entrance a bit more pleasing.
Mm.
Also, they don't tell you that they don't trust you to scan a card. You've got to hand them the card and then they scan it.
Really?
That's particularly strange.
That's so lame. That's like going to crash.
And it's the opposite. Like these days, they're trusting us with our own credit card. Like, you know, we put it in, we put in our own PIN. Well, we've always done that.
Yeah, these days. This is a new thing.
The old days where you had to say your PIN out loud.
Just handwrite a check.
So do that. They definitely didn't warn me about all the male nudity.
Is there a lot of male nudity?
There is more than you would think would be appropriate.
More than you can shake a stick at.
See, now, I did go to the gym for like fairly regularly for a while, a couple of years ago. And I mean, there was male nudity, but it was for the most part discreet and not over the top.
See, they've changed. They've changed since the years you've been away.
You see, the thing is that I now remember my head was down. I was not looking around.
Even
for
when your
it.
Head's down,
I was trying to avoid it.
Pretty up.
So, I mean, are you like on the lookout for it? Because you'll find it.
I definitely wouldn't describe myself
as
on
the
seek, lookout.
You will find male nudity.
The moment I walked in to the changing room, I was greeted with old male nudity. There's also some young male nudity. There's a male nudity. But in this case, it was some old male nudity. I thought, fair enough, maybe he's an outlier. Just in terms of his nudity.
A streaker. Maybe he's a pest.
But then I turned another corner and there was yet more. Then I went into the shower.
Sounds like the birds.
Then I went into the shower area, where I'd expect nudity in the showers, but there were a lot of people being nude outside the showers.
Okay.
And I just don't understand it. People seem to quite like being, I think, nude and just around.
Yeah, well, look, Simon, you have two choices now.
Yeah.
You can either join them or not.
I don't think I'm ready to join them. So the thing is, in the females' bathrooms, they have...
Well, hold on.
Yeah. Where are you getting this information?
I have a spy. Nicholas says no. My wife goes to the gym and she's the one that started to encourage me to come along with her. And she said that in the female bathrooms, they have like these modesty change areas where you can kind of hide behind a tree or something and do your thing. Whereas there's nothing like that in the men's one. The only modesty you'd get is if you went in to the gym bathroom cubicle and closed the door and got changed there. But then you're changing shoes and you're standing on the toilet floor in the bare feet and doesn't feel right.
That sounds awful.
But I mean, you know, you grew up and went to a school that you probably did swimming at school. So you would have already mastered all of the
probably
techniques.
Probably did swimming at school is not true.
Really?
When we got changed at school, no one was...
We all did the trick.
Changed.
It was called the trick.
Yeah, the trick.
Capital T, capital T, the trick.
The towel trick.
No, no towel.
What?
This was the trick.
No towel. Yeah,
what was the trick with you? Wrap a towel around you.
Yes.
That's not a trick.
Underpants on, no problem.
Oh, that's not a trick. You must know this one. Maybe it doesn't work with long legs. You put the Speedos over the underpants and then pull.
Oh, my goodness.
This would never work for you.
Say goodbye to underpant integrity.
So you pull down over the one leg.
You're going
somehow like whip it back up over the other leg and then it slips out. And everyone goes, oh, that's the trick. And if you're standing on the side, you can just see everything.
It slips out, yeah.
But also, now this is weird, Simon. Yeah. I need to take umbrage with this because you, of all people, love to be nude. I've seen you in the nude. I've seen you at bachelor's parties in the nude. Jeffrey Hayward claims that you started a nude jacuzzi conga line. Podcast listeners might remember.
You could try that in the gym. That would probably go down quite well.
So what is it about being around other people who like to be nude that makes you go, oh no?
See, I like being around friends and family. Maybe not family. That's the wrong time to say friends and family.
Right.
I'm okay with it when it's people I know. Okay. That's fine. But it's going to take me a very long time to get to know everyone in the gym to a level where I'm like, I'm okay with you doing that particular drying action very close to my face for 5 minutes.
I mean, they'll get to know you pretty well if you just whip off your trunks.
it's not what I'm gonna do. Also, I spent a very long time looking for a shower that wasn't there. That was quite frustrating.
What?
What kind of magic gym is this?
Oh, for water saving.
No, the way my wife described where the shower was close to the pools made me feel like the shower was right by the pools.
Yeah.
And so it's been a long time.
You sound like you're a little child who's got a day out. She's drawn a map up to the showers on your wrist. And you've gone, excuse me, naked man. Yeah, is there a shower nearby?
Yeah. It's been a very long time looking at what I realize now were towel hooks.
Thinking, why am I not getting wet?
How is the water going to come out of these? And where do I switch them on?
So, oh, my goodness.
That's a problem. Also, the last thing about the gym is that they don't really have instruction manuals on the equipment.
Yeah.
So I tried to use my wife's favorite machine, which is this machine called the elliptical or something like that, where it's basically... The elliptical.
Oh, the elliptical.
The elliptical.
Another elliptical.
So they don't exactly tell you how to use the machines. So this particular device, which is one of these sort of treadmill-ish type devices, what I realized too late is that it's meant to sort of recreate the feeling of cycling.
Yeah.
But if you try run on something that's meant to recreate the use, you know, the feeling of cycling.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No.
And I found that out quite the hard way. Also, what I found out is that this machine, it has this like resistance setting where sometimes it's harder to do your run/cycle and sometimes it's easier. And so I thought, obviously, when it's easier, you're meant to just try to go as fast as you can. and then when it's harder, you take a break.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Like real life.
turns out it's the complete opposite.
Okay.
And so I was flailing around like some sort of newly born giraffe. And they asked me to leave.
So you think you'll ever go back?
Yeah, no, I've subscribed.
Okay.
They just pester you so much, you've got to say yes.
I had an interesting bathroom story.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've recently moved offices and I went into a bathroom. Now, I'm going to present the facts to you as they were presented to me.
Okay.
And we can see if we can get to the bottom of this. I walked into a cubicle. I looked into the toilet. And there was a lightly quilted kind of, let's say, 5 or 6 rolls of toilet paper press against the side of the inside of the bowl. Now, okay. I'm not a wise man. I know very little about this world, but in my years on this planet, I think I've gleaned the fact that that is a female thing.
Okay, all
right. This is a thing that females do at the end of ablutions.
Yeah.
And sometimes it kind of just sits there on the side.
Okay.
If you're not flushing at the time because of water wise.
Yes.
So I thought, okay, I'm in the wrong bathroom.
Yes, yeah.
But, and this is the big but.
Yeah.
The seat was up.
Ooh. Mm.
That's a very male thing.
Mm.
What woman is sitting down on the seat with the seat up, straight on porcelain? That's not a thing.
I think I have a boring answer to this.
What's that?
Which is... that sometimes toilets, when you flush them, they can be a bit overzealous.
Okay.
Right? You get some toilets which are a bit sluggish and they don't really flush nicely.
Yeah.
And you get other toilets which are just like, yes, come on!
Like airplane toilets.
Exactly like airplane toilets.
Terrifying toilets.
Except that airplane toilets, everything goes down.
Yeah.
Whereas like some toilets, some stuff comes up, you know, like it does a bit of a splash and you get some splash coming out of the bowl.
You're right. Yeah. This is a boring answer.
Yeah, I told you. I'm trying to make it interesting with sound effects. Yeah. And I think that sometimes people put the seat up so that it doesn't get splashed if they know that it's a splashy loo.
No, but this is after the fact.
Yeah. After the fact,
yeah.
You lift the seat so that you don't get any water splashing on the seat when you flush the toilet.
Who's doing that?
That's me. I'm doing that.
Way too much time in your day is spent handling a toilet lid.
Okay, can we move to your final closings on this? Do we all accept that a lightly folded, quilted bit of toilet paper around a hand is most likely been used by the female?
Yes. How neatly was the fold?
Perfect. Perfect fold with a hand space in the middle.
Definitely. It wasn't just like...
It wasn't scrunch. The man would scrunch.
It wasn't like a kind of caveman had been there.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And then we can all accept that a seat up is more likely a man thing.
Yeah, it's a conundrum.
So what bathroom was I in?
Well, I have a story that is from my brother. Okay. And I have permission to tell the story because I saw him recently.
Yeah.
And we were talking about toilet stories. And he was like, This is my toilet story. So I apologize, Mike. I'm using your story.
Okay.
But it's a good one.
I do need to pose this just before you go into this.
Yeah.
At some stage, should we not just start a toilet-themed podcast?
Yeah. I mean, this basically is a toilet-themed podcast.
Because I feel like we would definitely have enough hours to fill.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be so excited. The fact that you've just started talking has jogged my memory. I have the greatest toilet news after you.
Great.
Yeah.
We should get a sponsor that's toilet related.
Yeah, Toilet Duck.
Yeah.
Oh, Toilet Duck was the best.
Anyway, it's a short story, right?
Oh, okay.
Can you tell short stories? You're so long.
So, Mike told me when he was young, he had a fear, right?
Yeah.
That he would sit down on the toilet and be so productive that the coil would coil up, that the coil would coil up and touch his bum.
That's funny. I didn't think we were saying coils on this podcast, but there you go. Trust Andrew to break boundaries.
True. That's, I mean, what was he eating around this time where he developed this fear?
Well, if he was eating what I was eating, it was a lot of Weet-Bix.
We should have a Weet-Bix podcast as well. I mean, Mike, if you are listening, I'm sorry that happened. He's in Australia now,
right?
No,
it didn't happen. It was a fear that he had.
The coils go the other way there.
Very good. What was your story,
Joel? My story is so good. You guys might remember, I mean, you guys definitely will, but listeners might remember there's the case of the whodunit.
Ooh.
At my... The whodunit. There we go. Yeah. The faking a turdler or whatever we said. There was, for those, I'll try to catch everyone up. There was a party hosted at a digs I used to live in. There was about 30 people there. At some stage, somebody said the toilet was blocked. I went in. It was like a bomb had gone off, a bomb made of poop. And nobody owned up to it. Nobody tried to clean it.
Do you know who it is now?
No, we don't know who it is, but the plot certainly thickens.
Okay.
So, which Simon, is the last thing we needed.
Simon quickly leapt in with a coat hanger to save the day. I said that proves him as more guilty than innocent. He said the opposite.
Mother Teresa was blamed.
So somebody who tried to come to our show last month and was turned away because it was sold out. That's what happens when you book tiny venues.
Agony Uncles, coming soon.
Yeah. Her boyfriend listens to the podcast, and he sent a text to her to send to me to speak to you about.
To me? Okay. Yeah.
There's a bit of Afrikaans in it, so I'll try my best. Se asseblief vir Dylan dat, een, evidence points it to being Mother Simon who did the dirty deed at the party one time. I mean, we finally got an outsider's opinion.
No.
He's completely, what's the word, objectionable?
No.
Well, objective. He's completely
I'm objectionable.
Objective.
Yeah.
And he's listened to the facts and he's come up with one evidence points to it being Mother Simon.
Okay, why is he calling him Mother Simon?
Mother Simon comes from. Like that. Okay, that probably one time. And two, he shouldn't be surprised if one day everyone attending his funeral shows up wearing slippers and farting loudly at the whole thing.
Wow. There's a lot to unpack here. First of all,
yeah.
What is this man, well, let's call him a liar for now. Yeah. What is his occupation?
Video editor.
Video editor, interesting. So he's used to fabricating stories out of very little.
He's used to telling the truth with what he's presenting, I think. Yeah.
So recently, right,
yeah.
We had a bit of a blockage at work where it turns out that someone had somehow managed to get a whole dirty rag into like the drain. So it was stopping pretty much everything from filtering down where it should have gone down.
And I mean, you jumped in with a coat hanger.
No,
I jumped in.
But this is exciting because some of the people at this blockage, we're at my blockage.
Dun,
so
dun,
let's take
dun.
You out of the equation for a moment,
okay,
if we can.
Yeah.
This is new. This is like a second crime scene. And there's crossover of people. Richard true. Bolland was at both of them.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, I mean...
Wow, this is exciting.
This so, really is making a turderer. faking a turderer.
So what happened in this case...
I think taking a turderer sounds good.
Is I jumped again to help and... had to take a whole because I had to like lean really deep down into the drain to get anywhere.
Why are you so keen to help every time?
Because no one else does, and I feel obliged that I should at least.
You've
try.
Done it once in your life. That should have been enough.
Yeah, you are digging a grave here. A
well,
grave
this time,
made of poop.
A very scary thing happened, and so this is a cautionary tale. Is you try to use some kind of drain unblocker, which there do many warnings do not handle with your hands.
Yeah.
And so I tried not to. I got gloves and I got a big plastic bag that I kind of used to shoulder my sleeves because I had to go deep down. Yeah. I didn't want to get them wet.
Yeah, like in the process of coughing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is your toilet the toilet from Trainspotting? It's like Ewan McGregor going to crawl out at some point. What do you mean you were down to your shoulder?
Well, this wasn't the toilet. This was the drain outside where the toilet was.
Okay.
And so I went down investigating there. I found some very odd things at the bottom, some glass, which is not ideal when you're sort of feeling around in the dark.
No.
But what happened is it must have some water of some sort that had this other stuff must have gotten into this black bag. Because when I took my arm out of this thing, it looked like my hand had been in like a jacuzzi for 7 days. You know, like when it just wrinkles up like...
Sure.
And if I just kind of touched my hand, the skin would just flake off.
What?
It was really gross.
Really?
And at that moment, I was like, is my hand ever going to be restored to its normal form?
Yeah.
And luckily it did. But I was very close to being like a member of the Fantastic Four.
What? Flaky skin, man.
Yeah. I mean, why do you think the movies don't do well?
What did you do? Did you pour milk on it? My instinct would just be pour milk on it.
Pour milk on it?
Yeah. Something's going bad. It's like you just pour some milk on it.
I guess actually, because it's like an acidic thing. You want to pour alkali.
It's like water. Water's the one that is like, oh, I can't believe you poured water on it. That spreads it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'd have gone with milk.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so we think it's Richard Bolland.
Potentially.
Is that the new information?
I think the case is wide open right now.
Well, I think he needs to defend himself.
I think so too.
Dun, dun, dun. Join us next month.
Come inside the Brother Street warehouse of rejected ideas.
The doors have been widely opened, and this month in this warehouse, what we're going to be doing is pitching some ideas to hopefully solve the problem of weather making things very unsafe. What safety measures can we put into this warehouse? But be warned, they need to be rejected safety measures. Anyone want to go for it?
Well, we had the Cape Storm warning the second time round.
That's true.
Recently, in the last week or so. Did anyone actually get, you know, stormed by it?
No, I mean, last year, you know, my fence blew over. So that
yes, remember this.
So that was bad. But this year, my fence stayed strong. My new fence that I built... with help.
It's like an allegory for life.
Exactly.
Do you think it stayed strong because of your fence building, or do you think it stayed strong because the storm was a little bit...
I think a little bit of both, eh? Yeah, that storm was a little bit... I did see some trees that had blown over. But anyway, I've got something
okay.
for the warehouse. So, you know bath beans? right?
Yeah. Beans. Are these those things that you give to kids?
Yeah.
And they're beans.
Yeah.
And then they just eat them.
No.
These things that you put into the bath and they
kind of
fizz up.
Yeah.
In an effervescent kind of relaxing.
Exactly. Thing. Well, not so much effervescent. Not effervescent. They're just, you know, like dinosaur beans.
Is it a bean that goes into the bath and then it becomes like a dinosaur?
Yes!
There we
go. Bath beans.
Yeah, I remember these. I used to have them.
They're like from spongy beans.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
I don't think they're going to really help you in a storm, Andrew.
Well, here we go. The Sombrella. This is my product that I'm bringing to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. At first glance, it looks like a very compact hat. Okay. Maybe a little spongier on the sides.
Yeah.
But, you know, as soon as it starts raining, a bit stormy, a bit of rain, a bit of snow, starts getting wet.
Snow.
It's extreme weather. Starts soaking up the water.
Yeah.
And as more rains and rains, it expands more and more and more and more into a huge protective sombrero.
you're out of the rain.
I mean, I would have preferred it if it just grew and grew and grew into a dinosaur.
Oh, like
the beans do. That would be great. That would be a received idea, approved.
I'd have liked that.
But the problem with this is surely it's just going to get so heavy you're not going to be able to walk.
Because those things, they continue, much like a goldfish is believed, I think erroneously, to grow to the size of a bathtub if it's left in.
Grow to the size of the storm.
So, yeah, exactly. Those little beans that were dinosaurs, there was like a sweet spot where they looked like the dinosaur on the packet and then left in water any longer and they became this kind of grotesque.
Yeah, like a dinosaur you microwaved.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the same thing's going to happen to your hat. Silly hat.
So he's eventually going to end up with Noah's hat. You're leading animals two by two to your sombrero.
That's very good. I've also got something that's kind of water-based.
That's good.
And umbrella-based. Picture this. It's the handle of an umbrella.
Yeah.
Right? But up at the top where the canvas should be, there's just a big needle filled with morphine and horse tranquilizer.
Okay.
You stick it in your leg, pump in some juice. There's no need to worry about the rain when you can't feel a thing. It's the numbrella. You know, gets you through rain, snow, hurricanes.
You may not survive to be on the other side, but I guess you will have gone peacefully.
Yes.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, once if you go half numb and you start freaking out, and you're like, num, num, num.
Quite like Jim Carrey in a film.
Yeah.
Just and pick one.
I have a really good idea.
Wait, so are we rejecting numbrella?
Yeah, I think health and safety would be all over that instantly.
And the sombrella?
Oh, instantly rejected.
Rejected the moment you said it. Yeah. I've got two great ideas. The first one is called Roof There It Is.
Like it?
Roof There It Is. I had another name for it, but then I realized there was a name for something else. So I thought, it can't be called Roofies. There's already quite a bad connotation.
Right.
So what this is no one's invented this yet. When you leave your house and go to a car, you would normally use an umbrella, not a
sombrella,
whatever that was. There's always a gap between, it's awkward sort of getting the umbrella into the car, and you're most likely going to get a little bit wet during that moment.
Okay.
But if you had Roof There It Is, what that is, it's a roof that clicks onto the roof rack of your car to form another roof. So that's so that you can sort of duck under the bigger roof now that's
awning
on top of your car. Yeah, an awning,
yeah.
I guess. And then you just slide in, and then Roof There It Is. It just disassembles.
Wow,
and
hold on.
How does it disassemble?
Here's the rejection point.
Yeah.
So far, you've got like a, what is that, the Flintstones car with like a little bit of rag on the side, and you're complaining that an umbrella is tricky once you get in.
Yeah.
This thing's the same thing.
Yeah, you have to wind down the window.
You press a button.
It'll be on the immobilizer of your keys. You just press a boop, boop,
boop. Oh, that's brilliant.
Done.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Not rejected. You lose the round.
if you like that idea, you're going to love this idea. So here, follow this logic.
I don't think either of us said we liked that idea.
You implied it heavily.
I like Flintstones cars.
Exactly. True. And that's, metal, right?
Yeah.
We all know what metal is. We love it. Metal.
Yep.
It's great at attracting lightning, right?
Okay.
We could agree. That's why they put up those metal rods everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? We also know
more about the height than the substance they're made of?
No, I think it's because they are metal.
Okay. Yeah,
lightning sure. loves a little bit of metal.
Yeah, yeah. Also, it also really loves trees.
Trees, yeah.
yeah, metal but also trees. Mainly metal.
Mainly metal.
Sorry.
That's a fact. The second fact, yeah. I'm just giving facts at this point. I'm not even giving you the adventure. The second fact is that lightning never strikes the same place twice.
Yeah.
Except lightning Myth. Rods.
No, no.
Which are designed to have it strike them multiple times. But yeah, yeah. I mean, otherwise. No, just your standard you're wrong. Metal.
I've heard the saying. It's a fact.
Yeah, it's a definite saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, I've thought about those two facts
yeah.
for a long time now. Years and years I've been drawing up these blueprints.
I know what you're going to say.
blueprints, sorry. So, to be extra safe, what you do in a storm is you wear a metal hat
yeah.
that has already been struck by lightning.
That
I mean,
is good.
That, I mean, yeah. you're golden then.
It's very clever.
You Brilliant. Can do whatever you want.
Well, that would be very expensive if it was a golden hat.
How do you find an item that's been struck by lightning?
No, you pre-strike them. So you put them on a large metal pole.
You pre-strike them?
Yeah, you have a lightning
sorry,
rod.
Thor. I don't have the power to control where lightning strikes.
Go up to Joburg. They have a lightning storm every evening.
When you're as tall as Andrew, you just lift the haft up
okay.
into the storm clouds.
Interesting.
With some rubber gloves.
Yeah.
Look, I've got another idea.
Okay.
Back in April.
Rejected.
Mine?
No, here's, sorry.
Back in April, we got our first image of the supermassive black hole, right?
Okay.
It was in Galaxy M87. It's time to cash in on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supermassive black hole screen.
Ooh.
Think sunscreen, but yeah. for supermassive black holes.
Okay.
I mean, this thing is only 55 million light years away.
Yeah.
Who knows what effects it's having on our skin?
Very true.
Got a good point.
You got to get in there early with the fear mongering
yeah.
with this product. People need this on the tops of their heads. That's where it strikes most, the supermassive black hole that's 55 million years away
unless
in another galaxy.
A metal conducting lightning hat.
Yeah.
And that protects you as well. What, I mean, you need to figure out what factor
well, it's
got to
be more
be.
Than 50, because right. I use 50 for the sun, and okay. I think that's a bit closer.
Factor 50,000?
Jeez, that's too much.
Too Just, much?
Yeah, you got to lowball these things.
51.
We need to be able to grow. Factor 51 for supermassive black holes.
Just gives you the little edge you need.
The umbrella is going to get you through that.
No, the umbrella is never going to be made. I actually think this might be a good idea, what Dylan's saying.
Sweet.
Make a lot of sweet money.
Yeah.
And you'd save people from... Well, nothing. You'd save them from nothing, yeah. But it would still be... They'll think that they're being saved, which is a good thing.
I'm taking it. I'm taking it to the top.
Well, I also have an idea, if
oh, yeah?
that idea is rejected. Didn't yeah, well, sound like it.
Well.
No, it wasn't.
This one is called the jacket turbine.
Okay.
All right. So, it's a very windy day. Okay. This is a jacket with a massive wind turbine on the back of it.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's a windy day. It can be a bit cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? You just turn your back to the wind. This thing starts powering up, getting some good RPM on it.
Yeah.
All right? And it's going to... You know, it's going to generate electricity
yeah.
that will then power the jacket.
That will then shock you till you die.
What do you mean, power the jacket?
It'll power the jacket.
We don't need jackets that are powered.
It'll have a USB outlet so you can charge your phone.
Probably like a Wi-Fi. That's why you like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally, we've got a way to power our jackets in the wind. That thing we've all been clamoring for.
I don't understand. In your mind, powering your jacket is probably making you warmer, but you could just get a warmer jacket and save from having to carry
a
huge
warmer jacket charge your phone? No!
The only thing that I've seen powered as an item of clothing is those shirts that douchebags wear in clubs.
The LED
that
things.
Have LEDs.
But when he was coming in today
to
record this podcast, he did say he was a douchebag.
He declared himself a douchebag.
So it's possible that this is right up his alley.
Could it power one of those LED douchebag displays?
Two
of
them.
Oh my gosh. Think of the repetition.
So this is not really for rejecting anything to do with weather safety, but I was thinking about this the other day. I've been scootering to work on a nice little scooter, and when it's very windy, it's kind of scary. There was one time where I tried to turn into the next lane, but I couldn't because the wind was so powerful and I was so weak. But it did make me think, why don't, rather than airbags for safety sake in a motorbike, why don't people just have parachutes?
What?
Like the moment it looks like your bike's about to crash into a car, you want to avoid a tricksy situation, unleash the parachute, you're more than likely going fast enough to just whisk you up into the air, and you can parachute to safety.
What about an ejector seat and a parachute?
Ah, that's the best.
Yeah, I have a question about your scooter.
Because just the parachute will just propel you into the car behind you at a huge speed.
This is true.
It's you're not going to go.
The combo.
When you first approached the scooter to go on it, did you first try run on it and land up finding out the hard way that that's not how you use that equipment?
Yes. Well, I had this really recently when the weather was really bad. I was driving home in a car because I'm not a maniac.
Yeah.
I'm not going to scooter in the rain. And
this is Cape Storm 2 we're talking about.
This was before Cape Storm.
This is batten down your hatches.
Oddly enough, there was a storm about 2 weeks before Cape Storm. There was a storm about 2 weeks before Cape Storm 2,
yeah,
which was way worse than Cape Storm 2. Anyway, during that storm, I was driving and I started not being able to see very well. I was like, sheesh, my windscreen wipers aren't doing a very good job of getting the water away. I had to use the car in front of me to kind of figure out where I was on the road, following their lights. Like, that was the only way I could see where I was going.
Blind man's bluff.
It was like hectic. This is so crazy. It hasn't rained like this for ages. And then about like 15 minutes into just being like, I can't believe this is so crazy. And also being quite bleak that I couldn't see the carnage that was clearly happening around me. Mm. I realized that my windows had just misted up.
No.
Yeah.
It was a perfectly sunny day.
My goodness. Yeah.
And you were parked.
Fun can be found in stripping around.
Do you guys consider yourselves smart shoppers?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I am pretty smart when I shop.
Okay. Are you officially smart shoppers with a capital S?
Yes.
Sort of right now.
What does that mean?
It means I have the card, I use the card, I have the app. The app won't work.
Okay.
So I'm sort of a smart shopper.
So when you use the card, do you use it at the till? That's the first time you get it out?
Get it out of the till. You'll get arrested for that. But I do take the Smart Shopper card out of my wallet. Yeah, at the till. Usually.
See, now that's your first mistake.
When are you taking?
When you first arrive at the shop, you got to go to the little kind of touchscreen desk.
Yeah.
And see what specials they're offering you that week.
Not if you have the app.
What age are you living in?
What are you using?
You're like a caveman.
I'm not like a caveman. And here's why.
What are the specials?
They print out the thing for you. And then you can read it as like a list.
Yeah, but your app...
The app.
Uses words.
Stop saying the app.
The app.
Okay, so you do all load up with
the
specials.
Yeah. The app's got your specials.
That's fine. We're all on the same page then. My page happens to be made of paper. Anyway, you go around and you collect all your things, right?
Yeah.
You start scanning them through and you're like, flip, this is costing a lot of money, but it's okay, the specials. Gets to the end, hit the button, -4.70. Yes, stoked. It was all worth it. It's so stupid because the items that you end up buying aren't even items you would have bought if they didn't say they'll take 60 cents off them.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, so I do that.
You're going home with a bag of charcoal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was a huge saving, percentage-wise. So a couple of times I've had it where the specials didn't come off. And you're kind of like, sorry, here's my list. I print the list. Here's my list. These were meant to come off. And then it's a whole big schlep. Yeah. I take you to the side. And I don't know, I feel really stupid and privileged bothering to get my 17 rand credit or my 30 rand credit back. But it's like, as I said, you wouldn't have bought the things anyway, probably, because you've been tempted by the stupid specials.
Because you don't have fish, so having fish food right now is not really going to really help you.
Exactly. But if I get it for a good price, I can hang on to it. So, more recently, the shop went through, the thing happened, they pressed the button at the end, no specials. All right. And I was just having a bad day. I went, where are my specials kind of thing? What about the specials? And she said, what specials? And I went, the specials on the list. Come on, you know, the smart shopper. And she went, I was just joking. I haven't pressed it yet. And then like 7 rand came off. And the people next to me looked at me and I just like, I want to be swallowed alive by this planet and never see anyone again. I felt so bad. Anyway, so... Don't be like me. Be smart. I had a situation at the Pick and Pay the other day while we're still there where I'd done like what I would consider a big shop.
Okay.
Two baskets were loaded onto that funny trolley that holds baskets. I'd gone around. I'd like chosen certain items over others, etc. It had been a long shop. I got to the end and realized that the tills, half of them were closed. There were two tills. It was a Saturday at Cavendish. A very popular mall.
The Cavendish Pick and Pay is the worst.
Yeah, I was just there already, so I thought of me as well. So I left my whole trolley just in the aisle and went to another Pick and Pay.
Wow.
It was great. It was such a freeing feeling. That I was like, amazing. I'm not bound to this trolley of items.
Yeah.
I can leave. I'm in control. I'm going to go spend my money somewhere else. Another Pick and Pay.
They should have a system where they keep the toilet paper in the front.
Right.
Because it really messes you up. Because out of everything you buy on a weekly basis, most things are like normal sized. They'll fit in the basket perfectly fine. Right. They can cozy up next to other items. So there can be a whole big variety of items in your basket.
Yeah.
Except for toilet paper. It's like, no, I'm hogging this whole thing.
Yeah.
There's no easy way to get me into that three basket thing. I'm going to be sticking out and making myself a general nuisance.
So what if them being at the front's not going to help anything, is it?
Yeah.
If they were at the first.
If they were at the front... No, what you should be able to do is get a voucher for toilet paper when you're shopping.
Right. In case they run out.
Then when you get to the checkout, yeah. I mean, no one wants to run out of toilet paper. Then when you get to the front, just give them the voucher and they go, oh, I'll get it from under my seat. Here we go.
Is that why they sit so tall?
Yeah. Okay. So recently I've been watching some B-grade horror films.
Oh.
Or just general schlock nonsense that I found on my Apple TV.
What nonsense? Okay.
Schlock. A schlocky.
Is that a word?
Yeah, it's probably... Yeah,
he's heard it on the internet.
Some sort of word. So I came across these two films. I haven't watched them. I want to know what Vacuum Killer is about.
Vacuum Killer.
Yeah.
Sure. A vacuum would be a killer in space. It's probably not going to be that if it's B-grade schlocky horror.
No. Good word there, schlock.
Yeah.
Is it all spelt like
it's short
I
for
would
Sherlock,
expect?
Apparently.
It is spelt exactly how you'd expect. Vacuum spelt... Smelt. Vacuum spelt like you would expect. Killer. Not. It doesn't have any like other weird... No, there's no like eight
okay,
in the middle right. of one of the words all or something right. like yeah. that.
Okay. I mean, is it a guy who kills people with a vacuum cleaner?
Oh, it's definitely not. It's definitely a sentient vacuum cleaner if it's anything.
It's a Roomba with knives on it.
Yeah.
Right?
The
right.
vacuum cleaner is going to have to... Maybe it's that happy... What's that thing called? The Dyson Happy Vac or whatever.
Yeah, it's Henry.
Henry Hoover. Maybe it's Henry Hoover with a face.
Imagine that smiling face in
I
the
am
darkness.
Imagining it.
Terrifying.
It is.
We should make that film.
This is that film.
It's not, unfortunately. Andrew was kind of close with the first one.
Yeah.
A madman... Because obviously he must be mad.
Sure.
Right.
Grafts a vacuum cleaner to his arm.
Yes.
This is the best. And decides to clean up society.
Wait. Clean up. A madman does that and cleans up society. So yeah, he's the hero.
Well, I think so.
Anti-hero.
He's the anti-hero. Antibacterial hero. All right, so that's vacuum killer.
He's the lean, mean, Wait. Green machine.
If you're going to graft a vacuum cleaner-esque thing to your arm, surely it's got to be a dust buster. That's way more arm-sized.
Bite the dust. Bite my dust.
The next one, I don't think you're going to guess this just by the title, is Ant Babe. I know you've heard of Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I know you've heard of Ant-Man and the Wasp. And you've probably heard of Babe, Sheep in the Big City.
Right.
This is Ant.
He's not a sheep.
No.
He's not a sheep.
You're thinking of Sheep in the Big City.
Sheep in the Big City.
There is a Babe pig babe in the city.
In the city,
like
yeah.
All right, so Blast what do you reckon Ant-Babe is about? I'm surprised if you get this right.
Is that the kind of, that's the sort of, the pivotal moment in the movie, and that is what is shouted from the boyfriend to his girlfriend when the giant ant is about to snap her from behind. And he goes, Ant Babe!
Right. Maybe it's how Americans say ant like aunt.
Ooh,
maybe it's an aunt who is a babe. Maybe it's not a schlocky horror as much as it's a 16 like a rating summer trip sex romp.
Well, I think it's somewhere in between. Because based on the description that I have in front of me, a dominatrix model, very specific.
It's leaning towards me.
Not just any model. It's hired by a scientist.
Oh.
Leaning towards Andrew.
More Andrew.
Who shrinks her into a tiny superhero.
Ah!
Oh.
Interesting. But here's where it loses the plot a bit. To stop a perverted B-man. What's a B-man?
Well, we've obviously need to watch B-man first.
I think origin it's a perverted stories. B-man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's to stop a perverted B-man from constantly, he hasn't just done this once or twice, he's constantly, in their words, sneak peeking at women.
No, I don't like this B-man.
He sounds like a nasty piece of work. And they've tried to make his action sound more adorable by saying sneak peeking.
Right.
Yeah. That's just good old-fashioned stalking.
Yep.
Did you say these came up on Netflix somewhere?
No, they came up on an app called Tubi.
Tubi.
Or not Tubi.
Could have been a different app. Tubi man. Or not Tubi man.
It's an app that has a whole bunch of like old movies, TV series, all sorts of things. And right. they have a section that is sort of like the B-grade horror section, or in this case, the ant-grade horror section.
Does anyone have Tubi who's listening to this podcast? If you have and you've seen either of these two films, please let us know what they're like at podcast.brotherstreet.com.
I definitely do not want to have to watch them. I think
yes, a review from a listener will be good enough for me.
These are the kinds of films where the title and description are definitely going to be 100% better than the actual film itself.
If you don't know Street by now.
Well, welcome to If You Don't Know Street by Now. It's a new-ish round that we are trying, and it's fun.
this has gone terribly.
Great intro so far, Andrew. Tell us more.
Basically, how this game works is I have sent the brothers some questions that they have answered beforehand, right? And they have answered for themselves, and they have answered what they think the other brother said, all right?
Ooh.
So, if they have guessed what the other brother said correctly, they get a point. And at the end of the round, the brother with the most points wins.
And of course, we have to answer honestly.
Right.
And last time we played this, I was the most honest, and therefore I won.
You were not the most honest.
I was the most honest.
I am the most outspoken about the things that I enjoy and have one band that I've spoken about consistently for the last 10 years, whereas you flop between all the 90s bands.
Although, I will have you know that last time we had this round, I said that I would like to meet Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
And you said, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You'd never said anything about Jimmy Fallon before in your life. And then when I was away, I saw Jimmy Fallon live.
That is very exciting for you. I believe what I said at the time was, I would rather eat alone than have dinner with Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, well, let's start off with a question. So here's the question. Which of the two of you is more musical, right? So now,
well, actually, the question I have written here says, which of the two of you in more musical?
don't also forget the winking face that you wrote next to that question.
Is sure. that like winking at the typo or the sure. question?
Who needs a curtain, hey? Who needs a curtain? Right, so Dylan, smart ass, what do you think? What do you think Simon said?
What do I think Simon said?
Yeah. So I think Simon, which of the two of you is more musical?
I think Simon would have said that Dylan is the more musical, only out of pure humility.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Well, Simon, what did you say?
I said probably me.
Sorry.
But here we go, because I can play piano, but Dyl is actually a better guitarist and bass guitarist than me. So there's the humility he was speaking of. So kind of...
Yeah,
kind of get points for
I'm
that.
Not giving you the point for that. Sorry. No, it's not clear enough. It's too vague. Simon gave a lot of vague answers to your detriment.
Done.
All right. So, Simon, what do you think Dylan said?
Well, I think Dylan would say that I am more musical.
Okay. And Dylan?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said Simon because he can read music.
Yes. Right. So, Simon
can't
gets
even
a point.
Read music.
He was right. Correct. Okay.
Even points, but we can say that I'm winning. Kind of.
Did I get a point somehow?
No, Dylan didn't get a point. You are winning.
Right. Well, we could say that.
Okay, the next question is, what is your favorite TV show of all time?
So here come points my way.
Simon, right? What did Dylan say for this question? What is your favorite TV show? What is Dylan's favorite TV show?
Dylan is likely to say Seinfeld.
All right. So Dylan, what did you say?
It's interesting. I said it's a toss-up between the UK Office and Seinfeld. Seinfeld takes it.
Simon gets a point.
I think that Simon would have said, I've known him for a while now.
Yeah.
I think he would have said last.
Lost.
All in caps.
In all caps?
Yeah.
All right. Simon, what did you say?
Jimmy Fallon. Joking. I didn't. I said all caps. Lost.
Yay! Literally, you said lost and he said lost. That was it.
Brilliant. That's it.
So Dylan gets a point. Right. The next question is, what is the worst thing about parties? So Dylan, what do you think? What do you think Simon said?
The worst thing about parties for Simon, I think, would be the fact that you have to stay up late. I think Simon likes to. I think he does stay up late, but in the comfort of his own home. watching schlocky big-red horror films. I think being out late. Yeah.
Unless he's naked, he doesn't like to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
What did you say, Sasha?
What I did say is I'm embarrassed to say this because it shows my age, but probably the noise.
The noise?
Yeah.
What noise?
The noise of the parties.
All right. Okay.
And then the second worst thing would be when you're in a bathroom which doesn't have a key to lock the door and you have to try to keep the door closed with your feet. That right. is definitely...
I mean, that can't be happening at a lot of parties you've been to.
It's happened at enough for me to think it's a thing.
Okay, so the noise.
I mean, he gave you two options
there. I went with the wrong showing your age thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you're so close.
Right track, but unfortunately incorrect. You don't get a point. So, Simon, what do you think Dylan said?
I said that Dylan might not like having to make casual conversation with strangers.
Okay, interesting. Dylan.
I live and breathe the stuff. I said that being asked to dance when you don't want to.
Which is like a casual conversation.
With the hips.
Yeah.
So no points there.
Yes.
All right, the next question is, have you ever seen an elephant? So, Simon, what did Dylan say for this question?
Dylan has definitely seen an elephant. Because I've seen an elephant with him before, so give me points.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
Well,
Dylan? This is awful for me. I said, yes, it charged at us at a street gig. Simon was there.
All right. Okay. This is prior knowledge that I didn't have, which makes this question pretty boring. Okay.
Although,
Dylan.
To be fair, yeah. You wouldn't expect that an elephant would have charged at the Brothers Streep at a Streep gig.
Yeah,
that's quite
out and about.
True. Well, I mean, Dylan.
Yeah.
I mean, in a you may have got this wrong.
I've said in a word, yes.
And Simon?
I just wrote yes.
Right. Hey!
Bang on.
Sounds like I should get more points for that. Yeah, like that's kind of knowing when to kind of take back.
Yeah,
pull
should
back
be,
from the answers.
There should be a double points thing for... but there isn't. So the next question is, have you ever been able to do a proper cartwheel? Dylan, what do you think Simon said?
Well, I know that Simon cannot. And if he says that he has been able to, he's lying.
Okay.
I've written here, nope.
Wow. Well, I wrote, do you know what? I'm going to back myself and say yes.
It's just lies now.
Even though I really don't know if it would pass as one.
Whoa, right. Whoa, that's gray area then.
It is a gray area.
Because you said proper cartwheel.
You know what? You know what? You've said that you can back yourself and say yes.
Yeah.
I think you need to prove it.
Okay.
If you're going to say yes,
well, in
you
this
need to
room
prove
right
it.
Now.
Why not?
Because there's stuff in the room.
We can go out to the... We can take a break and you can go and prove it.
Veranda.
Yeah.
Go out for a break. Well, okay, I'll move some stuff and I'll do a quick cartwheel. How about that? You guys can
you
talk
can't
over
do
this.
It in the space.
You can't do it in the
I
space.
I can do it in the space.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Andrew, are we going to keep going? Are we rolling still?
No.
All right. I think that this is going to be bad. I once went through a window with my wrist and it was really bad. Yeah. So don't go through this glass table.
I won't go through the glass table.
Andrew, you... By moving that, you are
chaos.
Complicit to what happens here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I mean, there's nowhere near enough space for you to do a cartwheel in here.
I thought we were going to go out onto the
He's
veranda.
He's going to kick the roof. He's going to kick
point.
The equipment.
This I'm is, just doing a quick cartwheel, guys.
This is the last you'll hear of the Brothers Streep, guys.
Do you know
savor
what a cartwheel
moment.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Savor it.
Oh,
those lights
sack.
Are going to smash.
Okay.
This is a terrible idea.
This is so... Oh,
wait,
my gosh.
I really want to film this.
Don't record me.
It's at least we've got a heater that's on and flaming in the
this
room
as well.
This
is a problem with the Instagram generation,
yeah.
is that I want to do something just for you two.
In the moment.
In the moment.
Yep.
And Andrew wants to film it.
Yeah,
and
the listeners want to see this.
They don't want to see it. They
want
to hear it.
This.
That's why they listen to the Brothers Streep podcast.
How much is that TV worth?
The brothers, they don't want to see it, Andrew.
All right, here we go.
Now he actually has to do it.
just because you don't want them to see it doesn't mean they don't want to see it.
No, you're doing exactly what Christine does. I'll be sleeping, having a nice time, and then I'll look on Instagram and there's a photo of me sleeping, and I'm like, I was just sleeping, Andrew. Don't. They
when
want to
Simon's
listen to
sleeping,
it.
This
is dangerous.
Okay.
This is
going
on Instagram. This is going on podcast notes on the site.
If you're listening to the podcast, I will put Andrew's stupid video in the podcast notes, but I implore you not to watch it because I want that video to have the least views of any Brother Streep video.
Get on with it.
It's stalling now.
Get on with it.
I think a review from a listener will be enough for me on this video.
Proper cartwheel.
Oh my gosh.
There we go.
He's going to kick the TV over. Oh, he's done it. that was underwhelming.
That's a proper car wheel.
Andrew, I'll let you be the judge of that.
Sure. I mean, the effort that he went through, I'm going to say, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was as much a car wheel as sitting down on a box as the car wheel.
Well, if a cartwheel is you rotate your body, your legs go in the air, your hands are on the ground, that was a car wheel.
His legs did not leave the ground.
That was a car wheel.
They did leave the ground.
So Dylan does not get a point. Simon, what do you think Dylan said?
I wrote, Dill cannot cartwheel. He only thinks he can cartwheel.
Okay.
These gray areas. So what does that mean?
That means that you can't cartwheel.
Have you ever been able to do a proper... Well, I wrote no.
Yeah. Simon gets the point.
I don't believe it. This is fixed.
Right. The next question is, do you like fireworks? So, Dylan, what did you think Simon said?
I think Simon would say, hells yeah, because they're kind of exciting.
All right.
And flamboyant.
Okay, just like his cartwheel.
No, his car wheel was the fireworks equivalent of one of those Tom Thumbs that you light and it doesn't really go off, and then you go over to it and it goes...
Pfft. A damp squib.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, I wrote, yep, I even like the song Fireworks by Owl City.
Very nice.
All right, and Simon, what do you think Dylan said?
I said Dill also likes fireworks.
Ho! A point.
Well, actually,
he does not.
What you said, you did get a point. No, you don't get a point. He just doesn't get a point.
Oh, well, that counts as a point to me.
But he did actually say Dylan... also likes Firevorce.
Firevorce. That's sweet.
That'll be a different song by Al City.
Okay. The next question is, what is your favorite animation? So, Simon, what do you think Dill said?
Dill will probably pick South Park.
Dylan, what do you say?
South Park.
Simon gets a point. And Dylan, what do you think Simon said?
I said that Simon said, does the Lion King count? That.
Simon?
The Lion King.
Boom.
Yay!
Dylan gets a point. And the final question in this round is, do you believe in ghosts?
Ooh, spooky question.
So, who was first there? I think it was you, Dylan. So, but let's go Simon. So, Simon, what do you think Dylan said?
I like my answer to this. I wrote, Dill does not believe in ghosts. He'd rather have a piece of toast and watch the evening news.
Very good. I mean, it's my least favorite song to come out of the last 30 years. I'm glad you managed to squeeze it in into the podcast. I did say that I don't believe in ghosts, but I kind of went on to say that we should watch the film Ghost together.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I'm keen.
I won't watch it.
He never does. He never does, Andrew.
And Dylan, what do you think, Simon?
I think you said, yeah, why not? About the ghost, not the film. I don't believe in the film.
So, Simon?
I wrote, sort of. I believe most ghost sightings are more than likely complete nonsense, but I do believe there could be some sort of thing going on there.
Right, so Dylan gets a point for that. And at the end of this round, Simon has won 6-4. Well done,
yeah!
Simon.
So congratulations. Once again, I've proved to be the better friend, and because I'm a better friend, I will not gloat about it.
I think what happened there is you did a crap cartwheel, and Andrew took pity on you.
No, he took a video. What is that?
Is that fireworks in the background?
The quiz! Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
Yeah.
And this month's quiz is the London quiz.
Oh, London!
Yes. Oh, top of the morning to you. Okay. It's a multicultural city, guys.
Yeah,
I feel like I've been to London twice and Dylan's been to London 3 times.
Oh, much more than that.
4 times.
Much more than that.
5 times.
Yeah.
So he's going to have the edge. But I just beat him at friendship.
You're going to have the Bono.
There we go.
Round Wonderful London is our first round. And this round is testing your general knowledge.
Why did you say Round London?
Of this wonderful city. What?
Round London.
Yeah, I know.
It's got one in it.
Yeah, but that's the old style. This is now, it's generic.
This is just saying wonderful and then the name of the city.
Yeah.
You're better than that, Andrew.
You are better than that.
Especially when London presents itself to you.
Right, well, question one.
Question Lun.
What would passing a rigorous test called the knowledge allow you to become?
Beep.
Dylan.
A citizen of the UK.
Is incorrect. Simon.
A beef eater.
No, that is incorrect.
A Dylan. Guard, a royal guard.
Is incorrect.
Beep, a knight?
No, it has
somebody who works at the science museum.
No, that's incorrect.
Beep, a parishioner.
No, it is something that is It's synonymous with London culture and transport.
Oh,
and,
I've got
Simon,
it.
Simon.
Don't.
A
he's not going to get it, though.
Subway.
Incorrect. Dylan?
A taxi driver.
Is the correct answer. A black cab driver.
Black cab driver.
They have to memorize every single street. So wow. That's amazing. Some of them walk around just to memorize them. I guess everyone walks around. Okay, question two.
I'm less prescriptive. I'm okay with a white cab driver.
Yeah.
I'm okay with a colored cab driver.
Great.
I don't have to have a black cab driver, but I don't mind if I do have one, Andrew.
Question two. It is illegal to enter the Houses of Parliament wearing what outfit?
Beep.
Simon.
The Queen's dresses.
Dylan.
The Royal Guard.
What does that mean?
Like the guys who stand outside.
Yeah, what do they wear, though?
They're red and they've got a bearskin hat on.
No, that's incorrect. Sorry. It's
why did
kind
you leave
of in the right
that road
it's
of hope.
Of, it's kind of in the right area, though.
Beef eater.
It's incorrect.
Beep a belt.
Older. Incorrect.
A Barbie's uniform.
Incorrect.
Beep older. Wellington boots.
Incorrect. Older.
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 How old?
Older.
How old?
I think
a witch's outfit.
Beep a horse.
Incorrect. What would there be?
Wearing a horse. What is the place?
Beep armor.
Say the thing
is
again.
Is the right answer, Simon. Well done.
What is it?
The House armor. Of Parliament. A suit of armor. It's illegal.
Ah.
Right. Question three. Can you name some of the many unusual things Londoners have left on the tube?
No. Can I get a point for honesty?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yes.
All right, so I have four things here, four weird things that were left on the tube,
yeah.
And you've just a quick few guesses, yeah.
Beep, a giraffe.
Incorrect.
A complete collection of Pokemon cards.
No, it's incorrect.
Beep, a Lego recreation of the Queen.
No, it's incorrect.
One of the sticky men that you throw against the wall and it comes down slowly.
No, it's incorrect.
A poop.
No.
First pressing olive oil.
All right, I'm gonna
draw the complete works of Eden Blyton.
I'm gonna draw this to a close. It's, yes.
A marmalade sandwich.
Oh, very cute. But no.
Beep, a baby.
No. Okay. Here they
two
are.
Two babies.
Here they are. A samurai sword. A stuffed puffer fish. Should I say that three times fast? A stuffed puffer fish.
I don't even think you can say it once.
A human skull.
Yeah.
And a coffin.
Well, the skull's probably in the coffin.
Was this all on the same
on the
tube?
Same day, yeah. It was a weird party. It was Halloween or something.
Fair enough.
Okay, and not then the last question is, how many ravens does the Tower of London protect?
Beep.
Closest answer wins, Simon. You beep first.
Oh, jeez. 22,000.
And Dylan wins this question.
21,000.
Okay, you're dropping a whole thousand there.
Yeah, I know. It's risky.
Confident.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dylan wins a point because the correct answer was 6.
I overshot it by quite a lot there.
So,
I'm wheezing.
So they have 6 ravens that they protect. the wings are clipped. And they have a backup, just in case.
Why are they protecting ravens? Why are they only protecting 6? It's lazy. There must be more than 6 out there.
No, it's superstitious. You have to have 6. Okay, so round 2 is top 3 turvy. And this is now, I've searched the top 10 things about this city on TripAdvisor.
Circus.
Okay, that's Simon having a talk there.
Yeah.
So you've got to rank the top 3 attractions in the correct order out of the following options.
Okay.
All right. And there's a dummy one in there. That's
okay.
Sure.
Not in the top 3.
Hectic. All right.
But it is on the list. So here we go. Here are the options.
Mm-hmm.
Tower Bridge, Churchill War Rooms, Tower of London, and the British Museum. Dylan.
I think Tower Bridge is at number 1.
All
we're
right.
going to go with British Museum.
Before
2.
You say that, what is Tower Bridge again? For those, for the
I'm not
going to
tell you that.
For the listeners that don't know.
I ain't going to tell you that.
For the listeners that don't know, what would you
number 2, Museum.
Say?
Number 3, the other Tower of London. Number 4, the Churchill War Rooms. I think it's a bit somber for the average tourist.
All right. Okay. Simon?
I've got that completely
Simon?
Wrong, haven't I?
You
one.
Guess? Well, I'll reveal afterwards.
The Tower.
Oh, well, that's helpful.
The Tower Bridge.
Crap podcast quiz would this be if you didn't.
The Tower. I'm going to go for the Tower Bridge. I've heard good things about it.
You can't just copy mine.
Well, I do still believe that that's number 1.
You don't even know what it is.
The Tower Bridge is clearly where Big Ben is. Or where the bridge over the River Thames is.
Yes.
Okay, so then... So you're walking over there, then maybe you are visiting the Tower of London next, because it's right there.
Oh, no.
Then what you're doing is you're going down to
he's
that...
He's blag his way to all the points.
You're gonna waltz your way down to the museum, because no one wants to fall asleep in old Winston Boring's canals or whatever it is.
Okay, well, I can reveal at the end of that, Dylan has no points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simon has 2 points.
Okay. Yeah.
So not too bad. In first place was the British Museum. Second place was the Tower of London. Third place was the War Rooms. And fourth place was Tower Bridge. And it was actually in fourth.
Amazing.
Far down the line.
Wow. Wasn't even a dummy.
No, it wasn't really it was a dummy, but it wasn't really
when
a dummy.
When you mentioned dummies, I was sure Madame Tussauds would come up.
Oh. Round three is taste victory.
Ooh.
You each get 2 guesses. Guess what makes the cut out of the top 5 foods or drinks to try here.
Beep.
You get points inverse to their placement, and the first on the list gets 5 points, i.e. Right, Dylan, I think you buzzed first. Fish and chips is in first place. You get 5 points.
Yes.
Finally, you making headway in this
round.
What I will say is that they are all food items this
bangers
time.
And mash. Beep bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash is in fifth place. You get a point.
Yay.
Sausage.
No, that's bangers and mash. I feel like taking away a point.
I wasn't thinking about your answers. Pizza.
Pizza's not on the list.
I'm going to go for pie.
Pie is in fourth place. Pie and mash. So you get 2 points.
That's kind of what well I meant Simon. When I said sausage for some reason. black pudding.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's a helpful
incorrect.
Thing to do in
but
a quiz.
Scotch egg.
No, but
I thought we only got
pudding,
two.
But a pudding makes
it's
its appearance.
It's fun to keep guessing.
I thought we only got 2 guesses, though. Going. Don't let them get extra things.
I am
just
getting extra sushi.
It's incorrect.
Beep Yorkshire pudding.
Is the right answer. Sunday roast with Yorkshire pudding is in second place. You get 4 points.
I think earlier you said wrong. We could only do 2 guesses. I think you'll remember.
There's one more. It's a classic. It's a staple. It has the title of
burgers.
The country in its name.
What?
Of the country. England.
English
sausage. Breakfast. Beep English breakfast.
Is the correct answer. And Simon buzzed. So you get 3 points for that.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
At this point in the
that
quiz,
5 points all balanced out to nothing.
Yeah, you got to get the other ones. So, at the end of that round, Simon's leading 13-8. So a bit of catching up to do there.
What's happened?
Also, I've got a new tactic for one of the answers.
He guessed 22,000 ravens, and he's got 13 points.
You guessed 21,000. You weren't that far off.
Got the point.
Okay, round four is the past and the curious, and these questions are all about the history of the city. So question one
is... Jack the Ripper.
Do you know what? I had that in, and it's not in. It's not in. It would have been a good guess for the first question of the quiz. What world's first attraction opened in 1829 in London? Dylan?
The Eye of London.
Is incorrect. It's 1829.
Even so, it could have been powered by hamsters.
An attraction.
Yeah, it's like a big attraction. Lots
the world
of people
fair.
Would have wanted to go to
Beep.
Similar,
yeah,
but,
like that.
But not that.
This
is a common thing in cities.
A carnival.
It's a park.
Got
it's
it.
A park. It's a park.
Okay. The circus.
You haven't beeped. A beep.
The circus.
Is incorrect.
Beep.
Close.
The park.
Is incorrect.
The trapeze.
Is incorrect, Simon. Is incorrect, Dylan.
Say more things so I can get it.
Right. Well, the circus was close because it has animals.
Beep. The zoo.
Dylan beeped first.
No, he didn't.
He did beep.
Replay.
Replay.
Dylan beeped.
Oh,
he gets
word.
The point.
That's going to come back to haunt you
right.
On the replay.
Question two. What key does Big Ben chime in?
Beep.
Dylan A. beeped. Is incorrect, Simon.
E.
E is
C.
correct.
Oh.
Right. Remember, I'm a more musical one.
Oh, yeah. Question three. How many people died in the Great Fire of London, 1666?
Zero.
Closest answer wins. Zero.
Yeah.
Dylan says zero. He's buzzed first for a numbers round.
I've buzzed and I've said zero, meaning you literally cannot get this wrong unless I got it right. Please say minus numbers.
Well, the thing is, I'm sure people might have died from the smoke, even if they weren't like burnt alive. So I'm going to go for one.
One. Well, I can reveal that Simon wins the point because it was 6.
Yeah.
So it was pretty
six
low.
6 ravens.
Yeah. Okay, the final round, round 5, is citizen
oh, you should have guessed 6. As revenge for that ravens thing. Imagine that.
That would have been amazing. I wanted to play it safe, though.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to somehow be 1 or 2 and then you win.
Well, imagine if Nort was closer. That would have been great.
Well, the citizen in question in citizen fame is Sacha Baron Cohen. He's from London. So here's some questions about
London.
Him.
It's not originally from London, though.
Question one. What happened to him when making an escape from a Kansas hotel during the filming of Bruno that meant that they had to pause filming?
Interesting.
Dylan.
He broke a bone in his body.
Correct. He broke his foot.
Probably a good thing you beeped in there.
Yeah.
What I was going to say was not suitable.
Okay. Question two. What did he do in his audition for Sweeney Todd, directed by Tim Burton? Dylan.
He ate flesh.
Incorrect.
Beep.
Dylan, you beeped again.
He cut some hair.
What?
He cut some hair.
He cut some hair.
I don't remember what role he was in.
Incorrect.
That.
And it actually has nothing to do with Beep. Sweeney Todd, I don't think.
He sung a Queen song.
Do you know what? I'm going to give it to you. Him, yeah. I'm going to give it to him.
He sang a song.
He
isn't
sang
it?
The entire score of Fiddler on the Roof.
Close.
I don't know why. Close. I don't know why. And
that's
the last question of the quiz
probably
is
why.
Is he groomed?
He's auditioning for a musical and he sang
Dylan,
music from a musical.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
It's tough to
question.
I'm going to tie his dots together. This enigma coming to an audition for a musical and singing a musical. What is he, want a part in this musical?
Yeah.
Final question of the quiz.
He's so crazy, that Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen, he grooms himself for each role separately. How many weeks does it take him to prepare for Borat?
Beep.
Simon.
It takes him... Oh, why did I beep it on the number one?
Is this close at all? Can I win this?
No.
Damn it.
I'm going to give a realistic thing here. I'm going to say it takes him 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
When you said he grooms
Dylan,
himself.
If you get this on the nose, I'm going to give you 10 points.
Okay. No, wait, whoa.
That's been said. When you asked the question, he grooms himself, you mean his physical appearance?
Yes, his hair.
Okay. You said 8 weeks, and it's to the nearest week.
No, yeah, but I said if you get it on the nose,
but to the
you
nearest
get 10
week,
points.
Though.
No. If you get it on the nose, you get 10 points.
I know.
If you get closest, you get one point.
Yeah, but are you asking in weeks?
Yes, in weeks.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
Okay.
So it's not 8. He has to grow his hair and that moustache. The moustache would take lots of weeks.
Not if he's a fast hair grower.
That's true.
He should probably go for 1 week.
13 weeks.
13 weeks?
Yeah.
Guys, the clue was there throughout the quiz. It was 6 weeks. So you get one point.
Do you know
and
what?
Simon
were
wins
you doing
the quiz.
This on purpose? Because I was getting quite upset with you. Is when he was, he was doing this. He was making a six with his hand. Oh, no, going, if you get it on
no
the nose.
No one ever has held up the okay sign and thought of it as a six before.
Look at that. Look at that. If you do it like that, it's a six.
It's a zero or it's a three. It's nothing else.
Or it's a six.
It was subconscious. Simon wins the quiz 16 points to 11.
Ooh. That's quite spooky. We should watch Ghost.
Never going to happen.
Bye.
Bye.
Probably a better sign off than that.
Yep.
We can do a cold ending like how we did a cold opening.
What, so the team ends and then we carry on?
So this would be it.
This is
just,
it now.
Just peters out.
And it just fades out into oblivion as I tell a boring
meta.
Story.
We're talking about what's happening as it's happening. Can they still hear me? Can they still hear me now? How about now? I'm not increasing my voice.
You're becoming Rob Brydon's small man in the box.